Match questions with paragraphs. You can match each paragraph with more than one question. Which paragraph talks about? 1. Future plans. 2. Something coming back to life. 3. People dying. 4. An attempt to stop something from happening again. 5. Charging people so that everyone's lives would be improved. 6. Something that has received awards. Making London healthier. As the capital of the nation, where the Industrial Revolution began, London has suffered badly from the effects of pollution. Recent efforts to make the city cleaner, however, are turning it into one of the world's least polluted major cities. A. A river filled with life. For years, the River Thames was a health hazard because of pollution, and in 1957, it was declared biologically dead. Half a century later, the Thames has won international prizes for rivers that have been restored. There are now hundreds of different types of animal and bird feeding on its banks, over 125 different species of fish swimming beneath its surface, and even seals and dolphins have swum up the river from the coast to visit the center of the city. B. The Great Smog. Since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, Londoners had become used to suffering from coughs and chest infections caused by smog, which is a combination of smoke and fog. However, when the smog of December 1952 caused 4,000 deaths in 1 week, the government finally realized that something had to be done. A series of clean air laws were passed to avoid a repeat of the tragedy, and since then the quality of London's air has improved greatly, although there is still plenty of work to do. C. Paying to drive. At the beginning of the new millennium, because of the number of vehicles, traffic in London was moving at the same speed that it had moved at 100 years before, when people traveled in horse-drawn carriages, just 16 kilometers each. To improve journey times and the quality of London's air, a daily charge of £5 was introduced in 2003 for all vehicles being driven in the city. Not only did the number of cars on the roads immediately drop by 15%, but also the number of people cycling increased by 49%, so people benefited from cleaner air and more exercise. In the last decade, the number of vehicles in central London has fallen by a further 30%, and plans to reduce the number of parking spaces for cars will probably cause it to drop again.